setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome to The Ken Coleman Show, coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. And we are having a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. We're talking about working on purpose. Work is not a four-letter word. It's not something that you just do to pay the bills. It is a way for you to make a unique contribution. You know that somewhere deep down, no matter what your environment or experience has been around work. And we want to help you make money, yes, income, yes, but also make a unique impact, an impact that matters to you in and through your work. And that means that money and meaning can be possible. It really is. And so that's what we talk about here on the show. It's a caller-driven show. You call in, I counsel, coach, and cheer you on. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. So I want to just teach for just a moment on something that we get a lot of questions around and a lot of concerns about moving up, moving forward. Well, Ken, I know what I want to do, and I agree that the path and all that. Problem is, Ken, I just don't know enough people. I am in a small town, or I'm an introvert. I just never been a big networker. I don't like networking. There's all these excuses. I just don't know enough people. And when we talk to somebody directly on the phone, usually the number we get to is about 200 or 300 people. They say, "Well, I actually know 200 or 300 people." And I say, "Well, how many people do those 200 to 300 people know?" And they kind of giggle and say, "Well, maybe 200 to 300. So all of a sudden we have access to 40,000 people. And so it's a quick numerical exercise to try to break through the doubt that I just don't know enough people. And the reality is, you do know enough people. What I could admit and agree with you on is that you aren't meeting and connecting with enough people. You already know enough people to make some connections. It may take longer. So it stands to reason, and I agree with this, that the more you connect strategically, then the more opportunities you will have to develop connections and relationships, and then you expand your web of connections. Okay? So the reality is that I went and did some research on this, and so I want to just pull from a New York Times article. It's been out a while, but there's been research done on this, and the number they came up with from a Columbia study was that the average American knows about 600 people. Okay. So I agree with that, because what I don't think we think of sometimes when we think, well, who do I know? We think close personal connections, and you don't think a layer or two outside of that. Acquaintances in your zip code, but then let's not forget about people that you know from high school, college, that maybe you don't talk to on a very regular basis, but you have access to them through Facebook, Instagram, or whatever. And then there's LinkedIn, and on and on and on and on it goes. So when you think about the fact that the average American knows 600 people, you go, that's more than enough. If we are strategic and we are consistent, and then we build on that 600. So here's how you do that. You've got to get your antenna up. You know, I think we are so, for one thing, the culprit is our phones. So if you think about when we're out and about, you know, we go to a soccer game, a church function, a nonprofit charity or whatever. We kind of stick in our own little pod, number one. Number two, we'll spend all of our time, you know, during halftime or timeouts of a sporting event or whatever, and we're stuck in our phone and we're not having conversation with people. And I want you to get the antenna up. And I think you need to just lower the bar. You don't have to be walking around with your elevator pitch telling everybody what you want to do. That's going to come across really smarmy and nasty and gross, and that's not what I'm suggesting. What I am suggesting is that you begin to put your antenna up and begin to be interesting. Just be a nice, interested person. An interested person is interesting, because when you show interest in others, they begin to play volleyball with you or tennis, whatever analogy you want to use, and the conversation begins to grow. Get the antenna up. And when you're asking questions about somebody, ask deeper, go deeper. And what you will begin to see is opportunities will present themselves to you. Opportunities that you would have never known about had you not just had your antenna up. Be interested, be interesting. Be kind, compassionate, put yourself out there, help other people where you can, build relationship. Just relationship, not networking, true connecting. That is how you become successful at what people call networking. It is about strategic and intentional connecting. That will produce so many opportunities that you would have never seen before, I promise. And by the way, if you're looking to get better at that, I wrote a book on that that's all about the art of connecting. It's called The Proximity Principle. You can get it at kencoleman.com or wherever books are sold. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. Let's go to Dixon, Illinois to start us off this hour. Laura is there. Laura, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Laura. What's going on?
Okay. So the nutshell of it is I've been in real estate for almost 17 years, kind of starting to feel the burnout of it and the uncertainty of not knowing, am I going to get paid? Is this deal going to work out? The stress is kind of taking its toll. I really like the work, but the uncertainty and the stresses and our job is changing so much that I'm kind of thinking that it might be time to look elsewhere. But I'm not sure what to do with my weird mix of job skills.
Okay. What do you think about doing or wonder about doing?
Well, I'll be honest. I love, I don't know how to turn it into a job, sort of like a consultant, because I have friends that have small businesses and stuff like that, and we'll just be talking, and they'll have a problem, and then I just have the solution for them. I'm really good at, if you tell me your problem, I can tell you how to, I'll give you a good idea on how to fix it and make it work. But I live in a very rural area, so I have no idea how to go about that. And I don't know that I want to let real estate go all the way or add to it. Because I want to say entrepreneurial. I don't know how I feel about a punch a clock job because I haven't done that for 17 years.
Yeah.
So it'd be more of, I'd like to be like some sort of like freelance consultant, but I don't know how to tell people, hey, tell me your problem, give me some money and I'll tell you the solution. I don't know how to do that.
No, I get that. I get that. And I think what is really more important and the way to tell and who to tell will take care of itself. What's most important is to go, what are the problems you most get juiced about solving? There's no question you've got the heart of an advisor. You love it. It's passion. You love when somebody brings something to you and you analyze it and you break it down and then you advise. I mean, that's what I do on the show. It's what I'm doing with you right now. I get the same juice that you do. I think what you got to get excited about what you got to get clear about are the problems you most get excited about. I think you're the type of person that it doesn't really matter. You just get a general amount of good juice when you're giving your advice. But you got to go next level to build a business, to be entrepreneurial on it. It's the difference between me giving money advice and giving purpose advice. I get way more juice on the purpose than I do the money. And so when you figure out that problem you deeply want to solve and you figure out, okay, now I can start figuring out the best way to solve it. So here's what I want to do. I'm up against a commercial break. I want you to think about that. What would you solve tomorrow if you had a wildly successful consulting agency? Hang on, we'll come right back. This is the Ken Coleman Show. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get on purpose in your life and in your work. We want to help you move up. What is that professional dream? What's that purpose that you long to fulfill in your life? You want to max out peak performance. We're here for you. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. All right. Before the break, Laura had called in. She's been a realtor for 17 years. She enjoys it, but it's really, really stressful. She needs a change. She needs a something different to take on. And she loves consulting people in one-on-one conversations. She's a problem solver. And so the challenge is, as she said, well, I live in a small area. I don't know how to get the word out. And I told her, I think the real issue is she's got to figure out the problem she most gets excited about solving. Then we figure the rest of it out. So she held on the line. I gave her a homework assignment. Tell me the problems you'd most like to consult people on or organizations. Let's see what we get. Laura, you're back on the Ken Coleman Show. What's your answer?
I would say I love helping businesses. I mean, I love personal aspects as well, but in my job, you know, there's a lot of problem solving as far as keeping deals together, finding creative solutions. I love helping my friends with small businesses, so I would love to do that, like just help, you know, small businesses that are maybe in a rut, that are stuck, that just, you know, that need that little bit of creativity thrown in there to reignite them and, you know, get them going again. That's the kind of thing I would love to do.
Okay, so let's be a little bit more specific. Let's say that you had you were in front of a bunch of small business owners in your area, your county, your region. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I was going to talk about you and brag about you. I was like, Laura's great. Laura, come up here and give them 2 minutes on the type of problems you can help these business owners solve. What would be your two or three things that you'd go, I can help you on this. I get juiced about these problems. Here's how I can help. Here's what I do. Give me your quick spiel. No, I know. I know I put you on the spot.
I know it's a lot. I think it'd be along the lines of, you know, if you're is helping people out of their burnout. Because I noticed that's a lot. You do the same thing over and over. And, like, you know, sometimes it just takes a person that one idea just to see something from that little bit different perspective to get excited again, to get going again. And I can help you find that. I can look at your problem. I can look at what, you know, are you burned out? Are you, you know, do you need creativity in your advertising? What do you need to get jump started and get back to the excitement that you had and the, you know, how do we get you out of your burnout and get you more successful, get you more in front of people, you know, just get you going again? How do we do that?
Okay, good. So that's a good answer. It needs to be great. And so that's what you begin to shape. We've got to shape that first. It's like we don't go start trying to be a consultant until we can say very succinctly the problems that we're here to solve and the solutions that I'm providing and the reason for the solution. Now, you're really on to something there. You're kind of calling it burnout. But remember, business owners will take burnout and that'll feel personal, right?
Right.
Versus you don't want to help them on their personal things. You want to help them on their business things. So I think you've got to massage that a little bit more. And so I'm going to give you a three-part outline that you need to develop. Okay. So what's the problem you're trying to solve? What's the solution to that problem that you're bringing? And then what's the reason for the solution? Make sense?
It does.
That right there is what you've got to hone. All right. Now, once you get that, now you're going to have to deal with the fact that you're out in Dixon, Illinois, and you're in a fairly rural area. So you have a finite amount of opportunities in the zip code. So you're going to have to get out there and start helping who you can. You may do some stuff for really, really discount to build a reputation, build a same thing you did as a realtor, as a, you know, you've got a portfolio. You've got, this is how many homes I've sold. This is how many I've listed. Here's my close rate, you know, all the things. You got to do the same thing. And you know how to do that. So I wouldn't overthink it. And then if you can move out into the local county, other counties and begin to expand that way, but you're just going to have to build it over time. And so the good news is you're a successful realtor. And I think you've got to address some of the stressors and some of the things that that's causing you right now so that you get, you know, you can be healthier and then allow yourself that extra little juice. You get excited about building this other thing. Now all of a sudden you got two successful companies.
Right. Are there any, I think I also get stuck, it feels like something like that might need some sort of like certification or accreditation. Are there, and I haven't looked too deep into it because I'm just starting to really kind of look at it. Are there any kind of,
sure,
any of that you can think of?
Sure.
That consultants, what kind of, like, I don't mean degree, like it has to be a degree, but what kind of education do consultants generally need to for their job?
Well, you know, that's such a broad answer. What I want you to look into is some certified business coaching that you just need to go do some homework. I'm not going to endorse anybody today, but you need to do your own homework. And I think if you went through a legitimate, do your homework, legitimate business coaching program, then that would be a very nice certification. I think that's all you would need is a legitimate accreditation and qualification from a legitimate business coaching, you know, type program. And now you've got that. And then it's all about relationships. But it's nothing more than that. You don't need to do anything bigger and more expensive and all that stuff. Just not necessary at all. Let's go to Caleb in London, Kentucky. Caleb, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you doing today?
I'm living the dream, Caleb. What are you doing?
Nah, about the same.
All right.
Taking a day at a time.
Great. What's up?
So my question, here's a little bit of background. I went out on a limb this year and started my own small business. We've been truly blessed this year. I have a full-time employee now looking to grow going into next season. It's a seasonal business. But long-term career goals, I would like to be a financial advisor for a specific company. And I did an internship with them back in college and everything. Did everything I could, but with COVID last year, it kind of closed the door for that opportunity. So now they're talking it'll be 2 to 3 years before they would have a local position to fill. But now I have been, there's a third opportunity thrown into the loop. There's a insurance group here in my town that has a office coming open in the spring. They're hoping to get a new agent in around the first of the year, and they're talking to me about filling that position. My only deal is that is not what I want to do as a career, like I said earlier. But I think it would be great experience, you know, marketing type of background. So I just want to kind of get your insight on something like that in that situation.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it comes down to you answering this question. Does it set you up for the future that you do want?
I think it does and it doesn't. I think it does because it'll give me good experience in the marketing realm, getting to know more people in the town. But I think at the same time, it puts the owner of the insurance group in a tough spot because as soon as that financial advisor position comes open, I mean, that's the career I want to take. And I don't want to take this position and leave them high and dry in, you know, 2 or 3 years and put them in the same situation they're faced with now.
Okay, so now let's go to the one part that you said it does and it doesn't. It gives you some good marketing experience. Can you get that another way?
I think I can get it with my current business. I own a small lawn care business right now. We've grown exponentially this year, and I'm looking to grow quite a bit more next year, adding on new employees and new work every week pretty much at this rate.
So I don't think you do it. I think you answered your own question. Don't you see that?
I think so. I just need some reassurance. Yeah. You know, I think it's a good opportunity to get my name out there.
Yeah, but can you do that another way?
Yes. I mean,
Another way. Here's why. First of all, it's not a bad decision if you have to leave them what you consider high and dry. But that's what you're worried about. So to me, I can't answer this question. I've already told you what I think. I don't think you do it because I think the risk reward is the simple analysis. And I think the reward for it is not worth you feeling bad about leaving these people and you've got another gig. And it's like you said, it's only good for experience and getting my name out there. And I'm going, can you get that experience and get your name out there another way? And you said, yes. So do it. At the end of the day, though, I support your decision, but I think you know what you got to do. That's my take. Don't move. More of your calls coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we discuss what you were born to do. You were created to fill a unique role in your work. That means you are needed, and it means you must do it. That's what we talk about here. We talk directly to you. I'm your coach, counselor, cheerleader, all in one phone call. 844-747-2577 is the number. I'm a man of the people, and so I'm super excited that we have partnered with ZipRecruiter. They are the number one hiring site in the United States. Their candidates are three times as likely to get hired, and their technology is what makes it so enjoyable. It's free to you. You fill out a profile at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken in a matter of minutes. They immediately begin to shop you, promote you to companies that have positions that match with your profile. They give you updates every time a company looks at your profile or gives your profile a thumbs up or asks for your contact information, because they allow the companies to contact you directly so that you get a chance to interview, to apply. And so that's why I'm proud to endorse ZipRecruiter. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's the best way to get hired. It's absolutely free. I don't know why you wouldn't add it to your strategy for those of you that are looking to make a change. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. Let's go to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where Chris joins us. Chris, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
You bet. What's going on?
Well, I'm 58 years old, and I'm looking at moving across country. I have a young son on the other side of the country in North Carolina. And I've been looking for about a year, and I haven't had a whole lot of success finding any positions. And so I'm really kind of questioning the move altogether. I have a small business right now, but I've been in the waste industry for quite a few years. And I'm not even sure if I want to stay in this industry or what I really want to do or how to even make this move or attempt this move. I've been struggling with that quite a bit. I've worked on my own but I've had independent positions for the last 15 years. You know, I was a facility manager at a small company. I moved into sales. I work remotely, and now I have my own business where it's just me. I work by myself, but there's certainly a lot of independence and that sort of thing.
Tell me more about the business.
I have a waste company. We pick up hazardous waste. I originally started out, I'm a chemist by degree, but I moved into hazardous waste and waste removal. My company is just a small, I have a truck. I have several customers in the Mexico market.
Okay. Are you the one doing the driving? Do you have a team of drivers? That's what I'm trying to understand. And then who are the, labs?
I kind of own my own job. It's just me right now. We were a little larger, but after COVID, we lost some business. And okay. So it's just me right now working the business.
Okay. And how much money do you pay yourself?
I earn about $60,000 a year after said and done.
Okay. So that's what you make after you pay all the company bills and everything else?
Yeah. Pay the insurance and the fuel and that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, so when you say you're having a hard time finding jobs, you mean you've applied and you're not getting anywhere, or you just can't find something you want to do in this geographic area that you want to move to be close to your son?
Well, I want to make a certain amount of money. I don't want to, I know there's a lot of positions open for entry level stuff, and I've been shying away from that because I'm just not sure if I want to kind of get back into the grind of things, especially having such independence for so many years. But I have been applying to jobs that I think are kind of lateral positions, mm-hmm. Sales positions, that sort of stuff. And I haven't had a whole lot of success. When I apply, I've had a couple of interviews. When I apply and I tell people that I own my own company, I don't know if that's it, but I seem to kind of get doors shut, I think, when they hear, you know, that I have my own company or something like that. I'm not sure, but
yeah. Well, so here's the question, though. The question is, what do you really want to do? I don't think you want to be a salesperson. You love being autonomous. Now, you've got your own grind. So this whole idea that I don't want to get back into the grind, I think that's let's just be honest. You are in your own grind. You work for yourself. You're making $60,000. You need to make that, right? At least. And so you drive a truck and you pick up waste and you take it somewhere and then you go get the next one. I mean, if that's what you enjoy, I'd be looking for that kind of stuff, because when they see that's your background and that's what you've been doing for yourself, that's a whole different ball game. then, you know, you're applying for a sales position. I just wonder why you're not looking for those kind of opportunities.
Well, you know, I think I really enjoy having my own business. I enjoy the independence of that. And so I don't know if it's just, if it's what I'm, I find the piece that I have is having it, having my own thing as opposed to what I'm doing. I mean, it's almost, it's like it's secondary that I'm driving the
truck. I get it. Okay, so I do. So here's what I think. I think this now is less about jobs and career and purpose. I think your driving purpose here is we want to move closer to the sun. Are you married? Is it just you? What's the relationship status?
I'm single. I've been on my own for a while. My ex-wife moved there.
Okay.
We have joint custody, you know, that kind of thing.
Do you have any debt?
I'm really pretty good. I've been listening to Dave Ramsey.
So yes or no?
I have debt, but I'm in a position where I'm going to be able to pay off all my debt.
Because you're going to sell your house? Are you going to sell your house in Albuquerque?
I have rental properties and I own a home too. And so I'm in the process of selling my home, and the homes that the rental properties would give me a big chunk of change. I could also sell my business and that would give me some money. And then I could sell my home and that would give me some money.
Okay. That's where I was going. I think that's really good. And because here's what I think. I think you cash out and you got a big old chunk of money, which means I'm guessing you could live off, you could buy yourself 6 months to a year. Is that right?
Easily. Yeah.
Okay. So if you could do that easily, you know what I think? I think you cash out and then you go get in the area. You got all this cash. Don't buy a home right away. Take your time, rent for 6 months or less, figure it all out and figure out where you want to be. And then if you got to work a day job, that's just something that's $25 an hour driving delivery or something or whatever. I don't care. Just get there and then get stable where you want to live, all that stuff, and then figure out what a business can be that you can start there and then get right back into owning your own business. I think that's the play. I don't think you're going to apply.
Can I tell you that I've been thinking about that, but one thing my brother has always told me, he tells me the Tarzan theory. He says, don't let go of one vine before you have a firm grasp on the next vine. And that's what kind of keeps me doing exactly what you say.
Okay, well then let me give you your brother's wrinkle on my advice. Okay? So why don't you go take some vacation time or go spend several weekends in a row in this location and get to know some people and meet some people? You understand what I'm saying? You got the ex-wife there. If it's not acrimonious and nasty, she can connect you too. Make several trips, make some connections, and get a gig. Get a decent gig before you move. And then you can just Tarzan your way in there. And it's just a day job, but you don't have to use any of that money that you just cashed in on. And you wait and find the right gig that you want to start your own company. And you cash flow that start with some of the profits. So it's
the initial job. So you wouldn't even worry about the amount of pay or really very much of anything.
No, because you said you wanted to land. You don't even need the job. Your brother's got you scared to death. Your brother needs to relax. And so do you. My first advice is what I think, but I also don't have any problem with you just going and getting a day job, driving a UPS truck or a Coke truck or whatever. And you're making good money and you're figuring out what the new business idea is.
Right.
I like that. It means you don't spend any of your cash and you just sit on that cash.
Right.
That's super safe. Right. Your brother's not wrong. You're just overthinking this. If that's where you want to be, then go cash out, sell the house, the rental property, everything. Go be near your son, get a gig and just keep taking care of yourself and then figure out what this new business is and then cash flow it. Don't go into debt and start small and then work for yourself the rest of your life. I think that's the play. You can do this. You're set up beautifully to do it. So just do it. Don't move, folks. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. So excited that you've joined us as we talk about you, what you were born to do. Yes, There is purpose in your work, and it is very, very personal to you. The world needs what you have to offer, and we want to help you do it in a great way. We want you to win big financially. We want you to win with money and experience meaning. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Juan, who joins us in Denver, Colorado. Juan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Good, Juan. How are you?
I'm doing great. My question is, I got this opportunity where it's a big salary increase in the field that I, that I'm working in as a diesel mechanic, and it's a really good opportunity, and I just basically want to do really good in the interview. It's also where I'm at now. I've been there about maybe 3 months, and I feel kind of bad leaving, but this new opportunity is exactly in my field with with actual semi-trucks and...
Yeah, I don't think you need to feel guilty at all. This is a great opportunity. You're not doing anything ethically wrong, right?
Right. No.
Not at all.
I'm in good standing.
Yeah,
where I'm
of
at
course.
And,
you're just a good guy.
Yeah.
But listen, man, if this turns out to be an offer and you feel good about it, now remember, you're just now looking at it. We're kind of still on the outside looking in the window. It looks pretty shiny. But we got to get through the interview. We got to win the interview, right? And we got to get the opportunity. And you have to assess, is this the right opportunity? You know, the interview, remember this, the job interview is just as much for you as it is for the organization that's looking at you as a candidate. So let's assume we get through all of this and you feel like this is an absolute no-brainer, got to do it. It's the ladder I need to be on, doing the work that I love. Then, you just handle yourself with total class and leave well and don't even think twice about it.
Okay, yeah. Tomorrow morning at 10:30, I have a phone interview.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it's just, I've never actually had a phone interview before.
Yeah, so let me give you a couple quick tips, okay? First thing is I want you to prepare tonight several times. Let your brain become the supercomputer that it's designed to be. And I want you to just kind of write some notes down, whether it's on your phone, computer, or, pencil and paper. And I want you to write down all the things that you bring to the table. Like, these are the skills that I bring. This is the experience that I have that make me a good fit for this. I just want you to visually... get it out of your head, not thinking about it, but I want you to type it out or write it down. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And make a list of skills you bring to the table, experience that would include any certifications or any other training. You know, you just want to have that in front of you. And because it's a phone interview, man, they don't know that you're looking at a sheet of paper or a computer screen. And I would also encourage you to stand up and walk slowly back and forth or in a circle. Okay, now that may seem weird, and by the way, you don't have to do this, but I think standing up for sure, it definitely is going to make you sound more confident. We know that from research, just standing up while talking, and then I just like the idea of slowly walking. You don't want to pace back and forth or they can hear you heavy breathing, you understand?
Right.
We just want to move a little bit and be confident, man, and have that list in front of you. Because you're on the phone. They don't know what you're looking at. And you need to be ready to talk about the skill and the experience you bring to the table. Now, there's one other list. I want you to do those first two lists, okay? And then the last list is, I want you to describe in your own words why you love messing around on an engine and fixing stuff. And you need to have that in front of you, too, because that's how you get enthusiastic and they hear the passion and the mission. They hear that you love... fixing mechanical problems, that's passion. But then they hear the missional part. And you love seeing a human being on the other side going, man, you made our truck routes go faster. You fixed it better than anybody else. I love, what's the end result? Service. And be able to describe that. I think if you do that, you're going to put yourself in the top 0.5% of other candidates.
Okay.
Good.
And how would I, because this deal opportunity comes with a much bigger increase in annual income. I don't want them to think that I'm doing it just because I'm going to be getting paid way more than what I'm getting now.
I don't think you talk about that. I don't think you talk about the money. If you don't say things like, oh man, I sure hope I get this job because it's going to double my income. I think if you don't say that, they're not going to think that. They're hiring you because they want you to help them win. They're paying you what they pay. Who cares what you're making now? Just don't talk about it and make it the thing, and they're not going to feel weird about it either.
All right.
Just be you, man. You're a great guy. Okay. Right? The guy who's asking these questions is the guy that's not going to say anything stupid like that. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You got this, Juan. Thank you for the call, man. You got this. Let's go to San Francisco, California, where Vanessa joins us. Vanessa, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Mr. Coleman. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Vanessa. What are you doing?
I'm trying to also get there myself, and I would love your advice on something.
All right, let's go.
All right. So I'm just going to try to be as concise as possible here. So I am a new grad nurse, graduated a few months ago.
Congrats.
And So this is my second bachelor's degree. After my first bachelor's, I started working for a few biotech companies, and I realized in 2017 that I really wanted to work for myself. And I found out that I'm very entrepreneurial. I wanted to have that flexibility of working from anywhere and managing my own schedule. So I left biotech, also in that journey of working for biotech, I also was able to work with nurses. And so I realized, okay, well, I want to be able to help people like in their health holistically to make better health decisions. So I decided to go back to school, like I said, and become a nurse. And I went to a very expensive private school for 1 year and got myself in a lot of debt just because I wanted to kind of get in and get out and really start having the career that I wanted. The reason why I'm calling you is because I really see myself not working in a hospital situation, especially with everything that's happening with the pandemic and booster vaccines and things being shoved down and mandated and all these things. And so I see myself really having my own nurse health coaching business while I also pursue my other passion, which is music. I want to be able to be a touring musician, and I have those God-given skills and talents, and I've been investing in that. My question for you is, because I'm in so much debt, is it wise for me to start my own business now, where I don't see myself working in a hospital, definitely long term. I guess my question is, since I have two passions in life, health and music, and I have this debt, what is your suggestion for just practically kind of getting to that dream situation of having my own business and also being able to pursue music?
Great. So I've only got about a minute and a half. Okay. So real quick, tell me how much you have in debt.
So I've got about, goodness gracious, I want to say about 50K.
Okay. All right. And you're a brand new nurse, and you're going to make really good money. And there's opportunities right now to make even crazier money, depending on what you decide you want to do. My answer is, do not start a business right now. You have got to pay off the $50,000. You got to get that behind you. You don't need to be betting everything on a business. Right. And to me, the music is your side hustle. So that is your side hustle. You can't live off of two side hustles. You can't pay off debt.
That's the whole reason why I pursued nursing to begin with, because even though music was my main passion, I was like, I'm not going to be a starting musician.
Right, exactly. So here's the deal. I love that you eventually want to start a business, and the key word here is eventually. So what you do is you get in, you be a great nurse, and you make as much money as you possibly can, because you can pay off $50,000 really quick. If you get after it, you can crush it, okay? So I would pay off the debt. I would stay in nursing as long as it takes for you to really do your homework and do your research and know that you can cash flow the start of this business down the road. But you're going to have to kind of choose, you know, because the music's got to happen too. So right now, I'd stay in nursing. I'd go hard at the music as a side hustle and wait for the right time to start the business. It'll be apparent. Hey, I got to get out of here, but remember, you matter and you do have what it takes. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey, good folks, this is John, host of The Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to The Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.